the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
Indeed we do, and good morning. It is 8:11, and not a bad 34 out there. I'm Larry Long. Welcome to Birdwatch on 590 WKZO. Birdwatch is sponsored by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden and Bird Center, there at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, also by the beautiful River Lake Inn near Colon. And now, here's your host for Birdwatch, Roger Taylor. Morning, Rog.
Hi, Larry. I'm not going to work with you anymore this year.
Oh, okay.
This is it.
It had to come to this,
yep,
didn't it?
Yep.
It was inevitable.
This is the last time this year we do this. Good morning, everybody. Did you have a good holiday, Larry?
Yeah, very nice.
Good, good. Well, let's get going with the trivia question.
All right.
Last week's question was a toughie, and it took quite a few answers before
Sometimes
we got to
does.
The right one. Yeah. Well, today's question is, since birds have no bladder, what happens to the water content that's filtered out of their body waste?
I didn't know they didn't have bladders.
Well, then that's new news.
So I'm behind the eight ball for sure.
So since birds have no bladder, what happens to the water content that's filtered out of their body waste? We have to talk about these
things.
Well, the
calls are
This is science, Larry. This is not just titillation.
And I'm all ears, Raj. My mind's wide open here. So let's see if Annette in Kalamazoo can possibly help me out. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning.
What happens to their liquid body waste, Annette?
It comes out with their poop.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, I always thought it did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good guess. All right.
Thanks.
I had an unusual sighting today. I wanted to tell you about it.
What'd you see?
Not today, yesterday, and I haven't seen it since. But it was a woodpecker, but it wasn't a flicker. Had no red on it. It was all mottled or striped, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up in my book, and it looks like it's a northern three-toed woodpecker.
Wow.
And I never saw one, and they're not supposed to be down here.
Yeah.
But it was going at my suet like crazy.
Interesting. That is a sighting to take note of.
Have you ever seen one? Is it possible?
I've learned to never say never. Yes, I've seen one, but not down here.
Oh, okay.
I saw one in the UP. And that's closer to their normal range.
They only show it from, the real far north. So I was really surprised because I knew right away it was something different.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting sighting. And like I said, I've learned to never say never.
Right. Okay. Happy New Year.
Hey, thanks, Annette. You have a good one, too. 382-4280-877-382-4280. If you think you know, since birds have no bladder, what happens to the water content filtered from their body wastes?
All right, we have Emmy on the line. Emmy, good morning.
Hi, Emmy. How you doing?
Hi. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fat and sassy. You got a guess for us?
Their blood becomes more concentrated?
You sort of...
you garbled
a little bit there.
Say could
again.
You repeat that for us, Emmy?
Their blood becomes more concentrated.
No, I'm sorry, but...
Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting theory,
Thank you.
Though. Okay, thanks
for taking
Emmy.
A shot at it.
That was one I hadn't thought of, but it's an interesting theory.
But birds have no bladder. That was new news to Larry.
Yes, it was.
So what happens to the water content that gets filtered from their body waste?
John in Kalamazoo, do you know the answer?
Hi, John.
Good morning. Do they expire it through their mouth and nose? Some is absorbed, but not all of it.
Our judges are considering your answer.
Well, don't look at me.
I know.
I didn't even know they didn't have bladders, so I'm not one of the judges.
We have a panel of jurors that are just here at the ready for these things, Lair.
Okay. I'll have to defer to them.
You know, I think we're going to give that to you.
All right.
They actually recycle their moisture, but birds lose moisture through their respiration process, just like humans do. And so I guess you're right. The answer that I'm looking at to this question does not say that. It says they recycle their water to conserve water, and dehydration, especially in the winter, is a huge problem for birds. And that's why they recycle the moisture. They lose the moisture through respiration. And so you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend at Waddell's. That's the only place you can get it. And you also win yourself a 2014 Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar. And both of those prizes are yours for suggesting that they get rid of any excess moisture that they recycle by respiration. Our jurors had to ponder that for a moment, but they came down on your side, John.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. Hold on. Yeah. We're going to send you in to Matt. He'll need some information, and then a bag of bird seed from Waddell's is yours, and a Southwest Michigan 2014 calendar.
The birds, thank you.
You betcha. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, John. That was kind of a murky one, Rog. It was well-earned.
Yeah. But some moisture leaves through their feces, but the majority of their moisture is reabsorbed through the cloaca and reused in their body. So recycling, perhaps invented by birds.
That's a good theory, too. Of course, I'm still back on them not having bladders, but all right.
I hate to break the news to you, but wintry weather is here to stay.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that.
Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center has all of your winter weather needs. Keep yourself warm when working outside with Carhartt Extra Warm Gloves. Waddell's features several styles for easy snow removal from your roof. Get a roof rake. The roof rake from Waddell's extends to 21 feet. Keep your walks and driveways ice-free with Earth Safe Melter. It's calcium chloride, not sodium chloride. It works for hours and melts down to a negative 15 degrees. But don't forget to protect your plants from damaging rabbits and deer. Spray your plants with Repellex 100% natural critter repellent, and protect your lawn from mold damage over the winter by applying Repellex for molds now, even right over the snow. Need some weight for your vehicle? A 50-pound bag of sand works great for traction. After being out in the cold, there's nothing better than coming inside to a warm fire. Get yourself a rack of firewood at Waddell's. That's approximately a trunk full, and it's just $32.99. You'll find all your winter weather needs at Waddell's on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Closed January 1st and January 2nd. Marv and Anita Bliss and Executive Chef Mark Bailey wish you happy holidays and invite you to join them for a special New Year's Eve. Enjoy River Lake Inn's signature Pittsburgh-style prime rib, sirloin gorgonzola, and lobster tail all for 2014 and it includes your choice of potato and salad bar. Their ever-popular walleye a la Greco, that's my wife's favorite, is a marvelous filet and lobster tail will also be on the menu for River Lake Inn's New Year's Eve buffet. The New Year's celebration starts at 4 p.m. Make your reservation today. Remember, their Sunday Supper Club starts January 5th. Visit their website for details. And a bottle of River Lake Inn signature wine or a River Lake Inn gift certificate makes a perfect gift for friends and holiday party hosts. River Lake Inn is the perfect place for your holiday entertaining and to celebrate the new year. Bring your friends and family for great food and a great time at one of Southwest Michigan's most beautiful and tranquil restaurant settings. For details and directions, go to riverlakeinn.com or give them a call at 432-2626.
All right, it is 8:21 and rather comfortable, 34 at 590 WKZO. Going to go back to the phone lines now. We have Richard out in Gun Lake. Good morning, Richard.
Hi, Richard. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you.
We have a screech owl that's been roosting in our wood duck box.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very curious what they find to eat at night with all the snow and ice on the ground. How do they survive at this time of year?
Mice, voles, there's lots of little critters that are still active in the wintertime. Do you have a bird feeder in your yard?
No, I don't, but there are several in the in the neighborhood.
Okay. That's why one of the attractions for your owl. Bird feeders attract mice and other critters who come to eat after dark, and your screech owl is taking advantage of that.
I see.
And wood duck boxes are a common, very common roost for screech owls, and it also becomes a nest box for them. And so you may find, owls begin their breeding season here just about now. Early January, they start marking out their territories. And by middle to late January, they're already breeding. And unlike other birds, most birds don't start brooding their eggs until they've laid a full clutch of eggs. Owls are different because they breed so early in the year. They start brooding their eggs immediately because it's so cold. And their offspring are not all the same age the way they are in other songbirds. And they'll have stair-step offspring as the eggs hatch as they move through February and into March. So keep an eye on your screech owl because that one may be staying with you and may take over your wood duck box this year.
Well, that would be great. We'll keep an eye on it, and hopefully they'll be all fledged before the wood ducks come back.
And that very well could be. Let us know how that goes.
Okay. So, I sure will.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Thanks,
bye.
Richard. Okay. It's my old kind of subleasing a wood duck box.
Yeah.
I like that. Let's go out to Lawton and say hi to Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hi,
good
Mary.
Good morning. Good morning, Roger.
Is it cold out your way?
You know, it's not too bad.
I know. This is a nice day for this time of year.
Yeah. Question. Is there anything I can add to my bird seed to keep the squirrels from consuming it all from the birds?
No. For a couple of reasons. There's a product out there called Squirrel Away that adds a very hot pepper to the seed. There's two things wrong with that. The big one is it's suspected of causing diarrhea in birds. And diarrhea in birds, especially in the winter time,
that can be deadly.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so some risk to the birds. There is also risk to the squirrel in that squirrels are known to get the pepper into their eyes and it blinds them, and a blind squirrel slowly starves to death. And but there's also evidence that it doesn't work very long, because squirrels, like people, get used to spicy food and can enjoy spicier and spicier foods. And so at some time, you'll have a squirrel coming up to the door and asking for more of that Cajun seed because they want it spicy. And so no, other than switching to safflower, if you use safflower, squirrels in general will not touch it because they don't like the taste. But it's a lot more expensive, and a lot of birds don't much like safflower either. And so other than switching to safflower, I would consider a squirrel-proof feeder. There are some out there on the market that work. And that's probably a better choice than trying to add something to the bird seed to make it unattractive to squirrels.
Right, because they really like your Rogers blend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course they do.
Well, see, birds and squirrels live in the same environmental niche, so they like to eat exactly the same things.
Well, Roger, it looks pretty good with all those peanuts in there. I had to kind of keep my husband awake.
Yeah.
He likes peanuts, and
I'm
sorry,
planning,
it's for the birds.
I'm planning on putting out dishes as hors d'oeuvres for my New Year's party. It's granola.
Right.
It's part
well,
of
thank
a,
you, Roger.
You bet. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Thank you, Mary. And we're going to go out now to Allegan. How are you, Bill?
Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
Happy holiday.
Well, thank you. You too.
Yeah, I have a question. We had a platform feeder last year for our birds, and it was very popular, but it was made of wood, and the weather took its toll on it. And so this winter at Christmas time, Santa replaced it with a new bird feeder, a quasi-platform, but also has a roof on it.
Uh-huh.
We have put it out as of Christmas and have not gotten one bird yet. Any suggestions aside from putting up fireworks or something like that to attract the birds? Or probably that would scare them, obviously. But
yeah.
I mean, anything that maybe we should do or just wait for them to find it?
They've already found it. They know it's there. They see it. But there's no birds there. And this is you driving down a road and you see a restaurant, but there's no cars there. And it's dinner time, and you wonder, why is nobody eating at that restaurant? Well, the birds are leery of a new feeder, and especially when they don't see birds at it. You know, duck decoys work because birds feel comfortable going where they see other birds. And the fact that you've got a feeder that's been out less than a week at this point, I think this is just the normal time it takes to get birds to get comfortable with something new you've put in the yard.
Okay. Should I probably, the old feeder is probably about 8 feet away. Should I take that down just to less distraction and such, or what?
No, I think what you may want to do is let the food go empty in the old feeder.
There's been nothing in it.
Okay. And they'll keep coming back to check, and eventually they'll find the new feeder. It may take a couple of weeks, not a couple of weeks more. I'm thinking a couple of weeks from when you put it up. But the chickadees will be the first bird to use it. When you see a chickadee on it, then everybody will be there in just a couple of days.
Okay. Well, thank you for your help.
Oh, you bet. Happy New Year, and you have a good one. Enjoy your new feeder.
Thanks a lot, Raj.
You bet.
So it's like nobody wants to be the first one to go to the buffet table.
Exactly.
Once somebody makes that step, all right, let's go.
Yeah. I mean, how many times have you gone to a restaurant because you saw a lot of cars there? And have you ever refused, wondered, there's got to be something wrong with the food there? There's nobody eating.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, the birds are doing the same thing. Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll do this again next year.